Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you again for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. The reason anything you hear on the radio on Sunrise is found on our podcast page is because of Rob Center, a fabulous producer on the other side of the glass, always takes great care of us and makes sure that our podcasts are posted shortly after our interviews are complete. In the studio with us now, Taryn Wilk is here. She is a wellness educator at Evangelical Community Health and Wellness and is not an individual that's going to come in here and tell us about all the heart attack symptoms and things like that. She's going to talk about how to avoid having whatever symptoms might develop, right?
Absolutely, yes. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for coming in. All right, so you are a health coach, so sort of explain what you do. If I'm going to sign up for the CPR refresher up there, I might end up in your class.
So health coaches are really people who help someone identify what their goals are and how to take the steps to get there. So many times we know what we're supposed to do to be healthy or to have a healthy heart, but we don't always actually make that happen. So a health coach can be really helpful in making those steps happen for someone.
All right. So let's suppose you had somebody that was maybe 60-something years old, a male, had a bit of a spare tire, maybe walks 5,000 steps a day, doesn't get nearly enough sleep. What might your conversation with this poor fellow be?
Sure. Yeah, so we do see people for all kinds of things, physical inactivity, improving their sleep, reducing their stress. And it really does, it's a conversation between two people and figuring out what will work for that person. I can stand here and tell you all day long exactly what to do, but it really doesn't make a difference if you're not going to go and do it. And so that's where health coaching comes in. We just help someone figure out what steps they're willing to take and how that can help them then get to a place where they're healthy and hopefully preventing some of these diseases, including heart disease.
All right. Well, let's kind of take in order what you mentioned. You mentioned stress there. So how might that conversation go? What will you talk about?
Sure. Yeah. Stress reduction is really important, especially when we're talking about heart disease. Having high stress levels can be one of those risk factors for heart disease. So for some people, reducing stress may be something like exercise. It may include certain techniques like deep breathing that we can do, or it may just be talking to someone about what their stress looks like in their day and figuring out a plan for them and how to move forward with that.
All right, and I think a lot of it is how we handle stress, you know, what you do, same thing. Something might happen to you that, gets me all wound up.
Absolutely.
So it's just sort of how to look at things.
Sure, yeah, having a good outlook. And, you know, I always tell people we want to respond rather than react to things. And that can be really, really difficult to do. It takes some practice, but that can be one way to kind of combat stress and deal with it a little bit better.
Yeah, I like to react. That's definitely my specialty. What about exercise and movement? Now we're right in your wheelhouse.
Yes, absolutely. And actually, being physically inactive is one of the major risk factors for heart disease. People who are inactive are twice as likely to develop heart disease. So having an active lifestyle is extremely important. And again, it is one of those things, you know we're supposed to exercise, but do we make it happen? And unfortunately, the answer is no. The majority of Americans are not getting enough physical activity. So that can be really difficult for someone.
All right. So you encourage folks to get some movement in, maybe just take a walk. Is that, and a piece of advice?
Absolutely, yeah. So I always encourage people to start small. I think we tend to have an all or nothing mentality and think that exercise should be something that's done, you know, for an hour at the gym every day or a 45-minute walk. And, you know, that's really not the case. Even 5 minutes is better than nothing. So sometimes just getting started is really the key.
All right. So maybe when I'm doing some of my homework at night, do that on the treadmill. I know there's these walking desks.
Yeah, yeah. And that brings up another great tip for people. Sometimes you can combine something that you don't like so much, like exercise, with something that you do like. So if you have a favorite TV show or you want to check your email or your social media or, you know, you want to read a book or whatever it may be, maybe you can do that in combination with riding. riding a bike or walking on the treadmill. So there's ways to kind of fit exercise into our daily life where it doesn't.
I love the art of my machine.
Okay.
That thing knows me. All right. Yoga is into your heart health?
Yes, it absolutely does. You know, it improves our body and our health. Good sleep hygiene, and part of that is having routine. You're going to bed every day. The key, keeping that routine. And also with their phones or beyond, blue light from the devices can keep some of our you know, get harder to sleep. Getting good sleep and having good
TV or the phone
recommendation about book around that time where I'm going to be going to bed, then I'm up thinking of what I did and what's just keeps us awake, and it's really not a good habit time.
Right? Blue light.
Well, they do. I think there's the yellow shimmer, but yeah.
That would be a good idea. Yeah, I'm not going to see everything and look at everything. So, okay. From the square one, let's say you meet this 60-some man or woman and the movement's been minimal.
Focus on one thing at a time. It's all important. Usually people are more successful to really do add up. Setting those small weeks or 3 weeks, so it really just depends on what specific goals are. And again, it's just creating those small steps for someone that they feel like they can really
people get to meet, but how else might they get?
Community Health and Wellness Department. That phone number is 50768. Employees of Evangelical, like the CPR classes and free blood pressure, blood sugar checks. We offer risk factor for diabetes. And then that office is also what contact us directly if you would like.
This one, I usually hear too much alcohol. Little doesn't seem to be terrible, but too much.
We're smoking, so some of active or having the pressure, high cholesterol levels, being obese or having diabetes, those are all risks.
If you're doing all these things, you're just going to have to start paying attention to warning signs. But okay, so you'll come up with an exercise part. What might target the heart? Remember, I already like the ARC trainer.
Right. So cardiovascular exercise directly impacts the heart the most. Unfortunately, that tends to be the kind of exercise that people, you know, because it knows is that more and more research benefit from any kind brings it down, like yoga or Tai Chi. It does lower your heart rate. Really, any kind of movement is going to be something that's beneficial, but cardiovascular exercise, cycling, jogging, the ARC trainer, those are
the Tai Chi, so
yes.
In sort of some of the movement.
It encourages you to take deep breaths. It does lower your blood pressure, slow your heart rate down, and then things like that also just help you to get a little bit more in touch with your body. So I was speaking with Dr. Melanie Patel last night from Evangelical, and she was saying one of the things that women typically have in a heart attack is pain between their shoulder blades. And someone had asked the question, well, how do I know if it's a normal pain or if it's something abnormal? And really the key is just knowing your body. And so if you are someone who moves often, you tend to recognize your aches and pains a little bit more, and you would notice when something is out of place, such as pain in your upper back between your shoulder blades.
All right, last question. Keeping it going, is there some sort of recipe? I could walk 8,000 steps a day this week, but next week, you know?
Sure, yeah, that's a really great question. I think the key is focusing on consistency over results. So many times people want to see, you know, the scale come down or their blood pressure numbers be lowered or an improvement, you know, in their blood work. And the truth is it just takes a long time. Those are the people that term success, along with finding something that you stick with it. But if it's your heart health, but also yourself.
Yeah, I'm biking and hunting. And
absolutely.
Although I notice I get short of breath when I get to them now, you know, so maybe I need to go back down and walk up again each time we do that. Well, Taryn, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Much great information. I really think that you got an inspirational message here, and I hope that some folks take it to heart, so to speak. So thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for having me.
Taryn Wilk is a health coach and teacher, a wellness educator at Evangelical Community Health and Wellness. Her appearance today, part of a Rock Red for Healthy Hearts with Evangelical Community Hospital.